Hello and welcome to the Otter Podcast. I'm your host, Madison Page, and today we are hopping in our car and taking the scenic route to a town where the neighborhood watch may actually be coming from the other side. Today on the Otter, we are visiting Casadega Spiritualist Camp, a place we can go to have our auras read, refill our collection of crystals, and find out if we have a message from beyond the grave. Don't forget your rosary, your amethyst, and your cursed monkey paw, and let's go! Hello, my otters. How is everyone doing today? Did we all enjoy the deep dive into the missing persons case of Tara Calico? Unfortunately, there have not been any updates in her case at this time, but as soon as those come available, I will place an update on the show. However, as tradition with our missing persons cases, we will reiterate the details and encourage anyone with any information on Tara to contact the authorities. Tara Lee Calico went missing on September 20th, 1988. She is a Caucasian female standing between 5'5 and 5'7 and weighing between 115 and 120 pounds. She has hazel eyes and brown hair with a cowlick at her right temple. She has a large scar on the back of her right shoulder and dime-sized brown-colored birthmark on the back of one of her legs. She was last seen wearing a white t-shirt with First National Bank of Belen on it in a size medium, white shorts with green stripes, white ankle socks, and white and turquoise Avia tennis sneakers. Tara was seen wearing a gold butterfly ring with a diamond insert, a gold amethyst ring, and half-inch gold hoop earrings. On the day of her disappearance, she was riding a neon pink Huffy mountain bike with yellow control cables and sidewalls down Highway 47 in Valencia County at approximately 11:45 a.m. She was 19 years old at the time of her disappearance and would be 54 today. If you have any information on the disappearance of Tara Calico, please contact the FBI at 505-889-1300. I hope you all enjoyed the episode on her case, and if you really enjoyed it, or if you didn't, please leave a rating and review. They really do help. For the returning listeners, welcome back. And for the new listeners, welcome to the Otter Podcast, where we are a trail mix of all things unknown, unsolved, and just plain odd. If you have an idea for an episode you think would be fun, good news, I do listener requests. So if you want your own personalized episode, you can send me an email at theotterpod@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you and know what you want to hear from me. I'm really excited about this episode as I actually got to visit this place. I recently went with some friends of mine and I had the whole experience. I went to their haunted museum, I got a reading from a medium, and went to all the stores and shops. Let me tell you, nothing makes me feel like a possum in a Pizza Hut dumpster than the amount of containers filled with glittery stones I found there. I kind of hope the properties rub off based on touch because I would now be the luckiest and most spiritually protected person on the planet. Just like all the places I have the good fortune to visit, I'll be letting you know if it's worth it to go. And with no other announcements and a hurricane headed towards me, making me speed this up a little, get loose and get comfy and channel all the positive energy inwards as we talk about the Casadega Spiritualist Camp. The Casadega Spiritualist Camp was established in 1894 by George B. Colby. Colby originated from Pike, New York, and was a trance medium who traveled far and wide to give readings and perform seances. Trance mediums practice their craft by remaining conscious while attempting to contact a spirit. The spirit then uses the body of the medium to speak through and convey their message. Unlike what is pictured in films where the spirit possesses the body, trance mediums remain in control of themselves and have awareness and can even influence the message as it comes through. In the 1860s and 70s, this form of medium was very popular, and Colby was one of many to practice it. He attributed the awakening of his gifts to a baptism in freezing lake water, which he claimed thinned the veil between our world and the next for him, and allowed him to have direct contact with spirits. He was fairly successful and became known as the Seer of Spiritualism. Colby was told during one of these seances that he would someday be instrumental in the founding of a Southern spiritualist community. Colby was known to work with several spirit guides, but relied heavily on a Native American spirit named Seneca. The spirit was manifested to him during a seance in Lake Mills, Iowa. and Seneca instructed Colby to travel to an area surrounded by uncommon hills. This led him south to Florida to a specific area near Orange City. He arrived in Florida in 1875 and homesteaded land in the area indicated to him by Seneca. However, Colby did not remain here and instead continued to travel and work as a trance medium. A spiritualist camp in Lilydale, New York, that Colby had visited before eventually reached out to him. They had wanted to establish a winter camp in Florida and wanted his help. Colby assisted them in founding the Southern Casadega Spiritualist Camp Meeting Association in 1894. He would then deed them over 35 acres on which to build the camp in 1895. The people who originally inhabited the camp were the affluent and well-educated who could afford to indulge in their beliefs and study without worry of finances or rebuttal. Now, the word camp here does not necessarily mean a place to pitch a tent and take up living. Rather, it refers to the term camp meeting, which is a religious event for the whole of the commune. Ministers or other experts in the field of belief would come before crowds and conduct rites of worship and lectures on belief and other events meant to spread their teachings. In 1922, the amount of visitors was so great that the Casadega Hotel was built. The 1920s would prove to be the most booming of time for Casadega. 19 years after the original camp was founded, Casadega has grown into a worldwide revered destination for those devoted to spiritualism and its practices. It became known as the psychic capital of the world. Unfortunately, not everybody was open to these new beliefs. Locals from nearby communities where traditional forms of Christianity were embraced became suspicious of their unusual neighbors. Ministers preached against the strange practices and persons in the camp. They pushed that the medium's powers derived from satanic practice and darkness and rather than God and urged their followers to stay away. Since that time, Casadega Spiritualist Camp has continued as a place of spiritualistic living and practice. The hotel was sold in 1933 but still operates today. The town is now best known for its use of mediums and divination. Today, the camp stretches across 57 acres and features 55 homes. The community emphasizes its respect of all religions and beliefs, and many of the residents offer their services from the comforts of their own homes. And I went there recently. I got the opportunity to visit the town with a couple of friends, and we had a great time. The camp today features not only the hotel, but also two bed and breakfasts if you would like to book a trip. While there, you can visit the Casadega Camp Bookstore, which features the area's largest selection of books on spiritualism, as well as crystals, jewels, and art. You can also visit several of the other shops, such as the Casadega Psychic Shop and the Purple Rose Trading Company. After shopping, you can then take a stroll in one of the seven parks scattered around and end your day at the Haunted History Museum. Do I sound like a travel ad? Because I'm starting to feel like one. Honestly, I enjoyed my visit. I got a reading from a psychic, bought a mood ring, and it was a fun way to spend the day. I would advise anyone looking to visit to bring cash, wear comfortable walking shoes, and not take yourself too seriously. Casadega isn't the only spiritualist camp of its kind. Other camps include Lilydale, New York, Camp Chesterfield in Indiana, Etna, Maine, Lake Pleasant, Massachusetts, Onset, Massachusetts, and Wonewoc Spiritualist Camp in Wisconsin. So what is spiritualism? In the 19th century, a major social religious movement was taking place. People began to push away from the long-established churches to try and find belief systems and practices that were more in line with themselves. Mormonism, Seventh-day Adventism, and spiritualism were all practices that were born from this movement. While most traditional religions believe the body was resurrected after death, spiritualists believe instead that it was the person's personality that moved on into the next plane. However, this was not a static space. You did not die, move on to the hereafter, and remain the same. Instead, the spirit could continually evolve and learn. Mediums can then contact these spirits so they can inform the living on insights regarding moral, ethical issues, and the nature of life. According to the Casadega website, spiritualists believe in God, who they often call the Infinite Intelligence, and Jesus as one of the greatest teachers and spiritual leaders. However, they do not believe in the concept of sinning or falling from grace, so they hold no belief in the devil. A core foundation for them is the belief that we alone are responsible for the benefits and consequences of our actions. The Nine Principles of the Nationalist Spiritualist Association of Churches in the USA is a set of beliefs commonly adopted by modern spiritualist movements within America. In it, two different principles are stated that reflect directly this core belief. Number 6, which states, "We believe that the highest morality is contained in the Golden Rule, do unto others as you would have done unto you." And number 7, "We affirm the moral responsibilities of individuals, and that we make our own happiness or unhappiness as we obey or disobey nature's physical and spiritual laws." Getting my own reading was a very interesting experience for me. I have always had mixed feelings about mediums and psychics. While I do enjoy TV shows about them and hold a general belief in the "to each their own" philosophy, I have always had a kind of nervousness to get my own done. In Casadega, most of the mediums and healers are scheduled, but they do offer walk-in appointments as well. I was taken into a dim room that was both discreet and comfortable, and had a friendly and open conversation with the person conducting my own reading. I had my horoscope looked at, two different card readings, and received advice on things from my love life to my career aspirations. Overall, I found it an opening experience, and I definitely had a moment where the medium caught me off guard with how accurate a guess she made was. The stores in town were all roughly set up in the same way, but offered various different atmospheres. They sold items and effigies from several different religious practices, as well as souvenir t-shirts, aura photographs, and tools to do your own divination. Everything was within walking distance to each other and very central. There is limited food options, but larger towns and restaurants are relatively nearby. To be honest, the Haunted Museum is not listed on any of the websites that I could find. It cost us $10 a piece and was a mix of estate sale finds, Halloween decorations, and a surprising amount of Harry Potter memorabilia. It was definitely not a museum in any traditional sense, but it was clean, enjoyable, and my friends and I enjoyed the humor and the jump scares the various animatronics gave us. As I said, don't take yourself too seriously and you'll have a great time. The Casadega Spiritualist Camp has definitely seen its heyday and had its past, but it is still a thriving community and offers a chance to have an experience that is outside the norm of your normal visit. It's a stop on the less traveled path that offers you a glimpse behind the scenes of the hereafter. If you stop in, I hope you enjoy your visit as much as I did. Well, that's all for this episode. So, what do you think? Would you get a reading with a medium? Do you believe in spiritualism? Are you planning a visit to a spiritualist camp now? Let us know what you think on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and leave a review. The Otter Pod is also on TikTok. Come follow us there. Have a suggestion for a show? Send me an email at theotterpod@gmail.com with your request, and whether you'd like me to mention your name, your alias, or nothing at all. Remember, this is the Otter Side, so give me something cool, creepy, or confusing to deep dive for you. If you like the show, leave us a review. They really help. May you always find the answers you're looking for. The Otter Pod posts every Thursday. The Otter Podcast posts every other Thursday. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time on The Otter Side.